Want to call this meeting to order. Ms. Doyle, would you please call the roll?
Trustee Rita Athus.
Here.
Trustee Dennis Barsima.
Here.
Trustee John Butler.
Here.
Vice Chair Montel Gales.
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrero.
Yeah, here. Sorry.
Trustee Tim Moore.
Here.
Trustee Leland Strom.
Here.
Board Chair Eric Watsowitz.
Here. Mr. Perry, would you please confirm that appropriate notice of this meeting has been provided and that we have a quorum present?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair. You have a quorum present. An appropriate notice has been provided pursuant to the Illinois Open Meetings Act.
We have a quorum of trustees present and in person for today's meeting. May I have a motion to approve the agenda as proposed?
So moved, Athus.
Second, Herrero.
So we have a motion and we have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question. All those in favor of the agenda signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of Trustees on September 21, 2023?
So moved, Mr. Chair. Gales.
Second, Barsima.
We have a motion and we do have a second. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair, I'll abstain. I was not present.
Okay, I was expecting to hear that. Any other discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question. All those in favor of the approval of the minutes of September 21 signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I want to welcome any University Advisory Committee representatives present today. The current UAC representatives are Felicia Bohannon, Benjamin Creed, Brad Kripe, Katie Jekyll, Natasha Johnson, and Karen Wedby. Do you have any comments?
The only comment is a welcome to Trustee Strom. My apologies for not welcoming you earlier. But.
All right, cool. Which leads into some of my comments. I want to officially welcome Lee Strom to our board. By the way, I said the club this morning. Sorry about that. It's really the board. It's not a club. I should have said board. But that comment showed how our board works together. We don't always agree, but we do have one thing in our hearts, and that is the success of NIU. Lee, we really needed you last meeting when we were short of a quorum for about 30 minutes. So you're very much appreciated, but better later than never.
Well, Mr. Chair, I realize as I surveyed all of your backgrounds, I am the closest proximity to the university. So if someone needs to turn the lights on or off, you can call me. Okay, I'm close.
Don't
by.
Think we didn't think of that already, by the way. So.
I'll let you know when I miss the exit.
But anyway, we look forward to having your knowledge and expertise for the next 6 years. So welcome aboard. By the way, you have a radio voice. I feel like I'm listening to Orion Samuelson doing the farm report.
I shared a brief story. I did my first television interview with Orion Samuelson in 1979. When I was 23 years old, and he did make that same comment.
Really?
But I said, Orion, I have more of a face for radio than a, so.
Okay. It's Orion Samuelson came to mind. So I don't know how many people know who that is, but he does the farm report.
I see him regularly. He lives in Huntley, there at Route 47 in the Northwest Toll Road. His health is declining, but he's still sharp of mind.
All right. We'll talk offline about that. Public comment. We recognize members of the public who have complied with state law and Board of Trustees bylaws by registering their written request to address the board with our parliamentarian. Mr. Perry, being our parliamentarian, have you received any timely requests to address this meeting?
Mr. Chair, there's no public comment this afternoon.
Okay. We'll now move to the President's Report, number 172. President Freeman, will you please present the report?
I'll move through the first several items quickly because we heard them within the last couple of hours. Agenda item 7A is the fiscal year 2025 appropriations request, as we heard earlier, for the next fiscal year. NIU requests base operating funding of $113.4 million, an additional $3 million to support new initiatives aligned with the university goals and the IBHE strategic plan. The total operating and initiative funding requested is thus $116.4 million. The finance audit Compliance, Facilities, and Operations Committee recommends Board of Trustees approval of the FY 2025 appropriations request.
May I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Barsema.
Second, Strom.
We have a motion and we have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question. All those in favor of the of item 7A, fiscal year 2025 appropriations request, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Agenda item 7B is the fiscal year 2025 IBAG capital budget request. Vice President Middlemiss described the different categories that go into make the total capital budget request. Just to remind you, there are 11 capital projects totaling about $600 million, 15 capital renewal projects totaling approximately $160 million, and a non-instructional project that might eventually require IBAG approval totaling $3.5 million for Taft Wastewater Treatment Plant replacement. The Finance Audit Compliance Facilities Operations Committee recommended Board of Trustees approval of the fiscal year 2025 IBAG capital request.
May I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Herrero.
Second, Butler.
We have a motion and we have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we will call the question. All those in favor of item 7B, fiscal year 2025 IBHE capital budget request, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Agenda item 7C is the last item forwarded from FACFO this morning. It is the Intercollegiate Athletics Air Charter Services request for the basketball teams for an amount not to exceed $350,000. Finance Audit Compliance Facilities and Operations Committee recommends Board of Trustees approval of the request for Intercollegiate Athletics Air Charter Services for basketball.
May I have a motion to approve?
So made, Strum.
Second, Barsema.
We have a motion and we have a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call the question. All those in favor of 7C, Intercollegiate Athletics Air Charter Services for basketball teams, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Agenda item 7D is collective bargaining agreement for the Metropolitan Alliance of Police, Chapter 291. As the trustees know, NIU negotiates with 15 groups of employees that are represented by labor unions. Salary increases and other terms and conditions of employment for bargaining unit members are subject to negotiation. Final agreements are then submitted for approval to the Board of Trustees. The bargaining unit here, the Metropolitan Alliance of Police, Chapter 291, represents approximately 22 employees in the Department of Police and Public Safety with the classification of police officers. The terms of this agreement are for 6 years. This is an amendment to an existing agreement effective December 1st, 2023 through June 30th, 2029. The terms or conditions of the agreement, which appear in the board book, are consistent with university policies and guidelines, and the university recommends approval of this collective bargaining agreement.
May I have a motion to approve item 7D?
So moved, Athis.
Second, Moore.
Do we have a motion and we do have a second? Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call
Eric, I do have a question. So this is an amendment of an existing agreement. What was the nature of it? Was opened? The existing agreement was opened?
It was actually opened so that we could have the package more competitive for police officer retention. I'll ask someone else to give the details. I don't know, Brian, if you or Matt was.
I think we both can tag team this. And President Friedman is correct. We wanted to reopen because we wanted to ensure we were able to retain the officers we had and be more competitive. Although this is a small area, we are in competition with DeKalb, Sycamore, and the Sheriff's Office. So that was reason for opening. And I don't know, Matt, you want to add anything else?
No, it will help us. It not only will help us retain, but will help us recruit more as well.
And the other agreement would have ended when? The agreement that had been opened.
2027, is that right, Chief?
Yeah. Okay. That's it. That was my only question.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, we will call the question. All those in favor of item 7D, collective bargaining agreement for the Metropolitan Alliance of Police, Chapter 291, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
The next agenda item, 7E, is the collective bargaining agreement for the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, AFSCME Council 31, Local 1890. This is a very large bargaining unit that represents about 500 employees across the university campuses. It's a bargaining unit that represents administrative professionals, IT, and other paraprofessionals. There's a long list of classifications that I'm not going to read in the interest of time. This is a two-year agreement effective July 1st, 2023 through June 30th, 2025. And the recommendation from the university is that terms and conditions are consistent with university policies and guidelines, and the university is very pleased to recommend approval of this collective bargaining agreement.
May I have a motion to approve?
So moved, Rio.
Is there a second? Anybody have a second?
Second, Athus.
We have a motion and we have a second. Is there any discussion?
Just, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Trustee Barsima.
So if my memory serves me correctly, there were a number of public comments relative to this negotiation. Can somebody refresh my memory on what their top two or three priorities were, and were they addressed, or how were they addressed in this contract?
Yeah, I'll try to paraphrase them. I think generally it was an increase overall wages, but also recognition for years of service and commitment to recognizing that not just in a payment, but also into the base salary. I think those are the kind of primary issues, and I think we accomplished that. As you know, bargaining, you never get the perfect CBA, but I think this is reflective of the concerns of the membership and also still meets the needs of the university.
Trustee Gales.
That's where the negotiation came out, the 2 years. It was a lot of discussion around that, and that was the agreement we reached.
Trustee Strom.
And I apologize, just a simple explanation. This is effective July 1st. We're now later in the year. They were working in effect without a contract recently?
Yes, their contract ended in June 30. So this is retro under the collective bargaining law to go back to that date. So yes, July.
Yes. Just my only question is there any way you can help us understand how the inversion dollars will be allocated?
If I recall correctly, Dr. Perez is actually being sworn into the bar today, so he's not here. But my recollection in version dollars, and actually I saw John Carter's here. He actually can weigh in on this as well. Before I say anything, John, did you want to do this? Is this actually going to be through HR?
Well, good afternoon, trustees. It's my pleasure to be here today, and again, welcome, Trustee Strom. The manner in which the inversion will be addressed is we had identified about 76 individuals within the bargaining unit that we believe are inverse. The methodology for that was we took their classifications and then identified their years within that classification and came up with a metric to identify where they fell in the quadrants that we would see in a normal lifespan of their career. So if you break up their career into four quadrants, we tried to identify where they landed in those four quartiles, then aligned where their salary was against their peers within that classification, and then came up with another metric to identify where the misalignments were. So if you're in your first year or first quadrant of service, your alignment with your salary should be in that first quadrant. And so if you're in quadrant four, but you have an alignment in quadrant two, we're going to bring you up to what that minimum is going to be in that new quadrant. And so there are 76 instances of that within that entire bargaining unit. So happy to get a little bit more into the weeds if you'd like with additional questions.
Were those inverse situations identified to produce the dollar amount, or did the dollar amount get produced in some manner and then determined it would be allocated that way?
Former.
Okay. Thank you. That is a very specific and clear answer.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Brian, I have a question. I'm just kind of curious. There's a lot of people that were signing. Is that common for that many people?
They have a leadership team, and they all signed off. I just think it's reflective of their commitment to show that it was by the leadership team, and they all reviewed the agreement and signed. So I think it's just their practice.
Okay. Any other discussion? We will call the question then. All those in favor of item 7E, collective bargaining agreement for the American Federal State, County, and Municipal Employees Council 31 Local 1890 contract, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. We will now move to the chair's report. Thank you, President Freeman. We'll now move to the chair's report number 108. Item 8A is the 2023 annual performance review of President Freeman, of which we've spent quite a bit of time working on this. And I'd like to thank President Freeman for going through this process. I think it's always a really positive and very good thing. I'd also like to thank our board for their hard work on all of this and all the writing and synthesizing and things that need to be done. And then finally, our board historian, Trustee John Butler, for helping us come together with one voice. So thank you on that as well. All of this is posted. It's on the website, and it's in our board packet. And we don't need to vote on this at all. It's just, it's an informational item. But item 8B, we do need to vote. Item 8B is the 2023 presidential evaluation performance incentive pay. And the Board of Trustees is being asked to take a final action and approve a recommendation of $23,250 of $25,000 potential pay for the 2023 presidential evaluation performance incentive pay. So I'd like to have a motion for that.
So moved, Athis.
Thank you.
Second, Herrera.
We have a motion and we have a second. Is there any discussion?
Can I make a comment? I would just say thank you, Dr. Freeman, for all of your hard work and the work of your team here over the last 12 months. You know, as I continue to state in our FACFO committee meetings, we have a large challenge that still sits in front of us relative to getting to a balanced budget. Great faith in you and great faith in your team that we will get there. And so, you know, just from on behalf of the FACFO committee, thank you for all your efforts. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Trustee Barsima. I appreciate the confidence of the board. I appreciate the confidence of the university community, and I want to say that confidence is reciprocated. And this year, again, as we have done every year since I've been president, my husband and I will be donating $25,000 to the university scholarship funds to support NIU students.
We haven't voted to approve it yet. Trustee
Gales. I have to donate, whether you approve it or not.
Wait, so you're going to donate 50? No,
I'm not going to belabor the point because Trustee Barsima really kind of articulated where I think the board is coming from on this. We appreciate your leadership above all things and the fact that, that we believe the university is headed in the right direction. And I thank you for your leadership again.
Yeah, if I can
just
go just quickly. So this is, you all can imagine, it's a laborious process, I think, especially for the staff and for you, President Freeman. But what I've really appreciated is just the transparency throughout the year and how you bring to the board and in an open forum like this updates on all of the goals that the university puts forward, so it keeps us abreast so that when it comes to this time where we evaluate, we already know everything. So we just really appreciate how you've led us into like the progress and see how all of this, how we get here. And your leadership is always, you know, very much appreciated, and thank you for everything. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, and really, I have such a wonderful team that it makes my job easy, and I want to acknowledge all of their contributions.
Yes.
If I may, as the new kid on the block here, but you know, an outsider to this room up until 4 hours ago, but I want to compliment Dr. Freeman as well in her time here in DeKalb. I think the general public has also viewed and recognized the contributions and your engagement and your involvement. We, even though we didn't overlap, we both served on a little-known group here called the DeKalb Area Agricultural Heritage Association. And just you taking an effort and time to be an involvement there for a period of a few years showed the community that you are dedicated to the success of NIU and interest in this region. So I want to compliment you on that as well.
Any other thoughts or comments? And so, yeah, just finally, I mean, we talk quite a bit, so I just, you know, really appreciate your efforts and your time and everything that you've done. I know you always say it's, you know, it's your team. I think I called it your crew earlier today. Sorry about that. I'm not sure what's gotten into me, but I think you know what I meant. So, yeah, exactly. So the new kid on the block here kind of got me thinking that, I guess, maybe. But anyway, but thank you. This is I think this is well earned. And I guess with that, we can bring this to a vote. So all those in favor of the incentive pay of $23,250 for the 2023 Presidential Evaluation Performance Incentive Pay signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. And congratulations on that. Are there any other matters requiring the attention of the board today?
Eric?
Yes.
Really briefly, I just want to say I wasn't sure exactly when to bring this up in today's meeting structure, but I want to congratulate Vice President Carol Sumner and Vice President Clint Renaud, Clint Michael Renaud. Wonderful conference that I was able to go to, the Real Talk conference. It was just a terrific experience. It's discussed as part of our goals and our annual evaluation. It was a really terrific experience, and I know that it's a part of a process that is just starting, and I'm excited to see where it goes. And so thank you for letting me join you, and it was outstanding.
Yeah. Any other matters or comments? Hearing none, the next regularly scheduled meeting of the full Board of Trustees is December 7, 2023 at 9 a.m. The board needs to go into closed session. We do not plan to take up any new business following the closed session. May I have a motion to close the public meeting to conduct a closed session to discuss the following subjects authorized by the Illinois Open Meetings Act. Closed session minutes, matters as generally described under Section 2C21 of the Open Meetings Act. Collective bargaining matters as generally described under Section 2C2 of the Open Meetings Act. Litigation and risk management matters as generally described under Sections 2C11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act. Real estate matters is generally described under Section 2C 5 and 6 of the Open Meetings Act. Student disciplinary cases matters is generally described under Sections 2C 11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act. Personnel matters is generally described under Sections 2C 1, 2, 3, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act.
So moved, Moore.
We have a motion. So we have a motion and a second. Ms. Doyle, would you please take a roll call vote to close the meeting?
Trustee Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Yes.
Trustee John Butler?
Yes.
Vice Chair Montel Gales?
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee Tim Moore?
Yes.
Trustee Leland Strom?
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Watsowitz?
Yes. The motion passes. This meeting is now closed.
Ms. Doyle, can you please call the roll to reopen?
Trustee Rita Athus?
No.
Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Here.
Trustee John Butler?
Here.
Vice Chair Montel Gales?
Here.
Trustee Veronica Herrera? Trustee Tim Moore?
Here.
Trustee Leland Strom?
Here.
Board Chair Eric Watsowitz?
Here. Now I'd like to hear a motion to close our meeting.
So moved.
Second. To adjourn.
To adjourn. I'm sorry. Adjourn our meeting. Excuse me.
So moved.
To adjourn our meeting. So we have a motion and we have a second. Yeah. Is there any discussion? I did want to know why you guys have the same color coats on, but nice we could take that. Hearing none, we will call the question to close the meeting. Adjourn the meeting, excuse me. Sorry.
Long day.
Yes.
Trustee Rita Athus. Trustee Dennis Barsima.
Yes.
Trustee John Butler.
Yes.
Vice Chair Montel Gales.
Yes.
Trustee Veronica Herrera. Trustee Tim Moore.
Yes.
Trustee Leland Strong.
Yes.
Board Chair Eric Wasowitz.
Yes. The meeting is now adjourned.